This is Pastor Jonathan McKnight. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it, for great is the Lord. Greatly is he to be praised. Thank you for calling in tonight to have just a few moments to be able to share with you on this evening. Wherever you're calling from, I'm speaking blessing. I'm speaking safety over you, your family, your children, your destiny, your purpose in your community. We decree and we declare that angels are around you. And just believing God to do great things and believing that God is doing mighty and awesome things in your life. For great is the Lord and greatly is he to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same sun, our Lord and our God is worthy to be praised. Have an amazing day in the Word of God today, and we're just grateful for this opportunity to be able to share with you on this evening. And I just want to let you know that I want you to be safe. I want you to be wise. I want you to decree and declare. There's something that I was talking with God earlier, not too long ago, and simply was to ask him, this statement I want to release over you tonight is actually controlling your expectation from him, decreeing and declaring and believing. We know there are so many. The list is so long. I am coming to be a bearer of positivity, but also a bearer of reality. There's so many people hurting. I mean, there has not been a day that has gone by this week that I have not heard or dealt with a situation of someone losing a loved one or someone that was endearing close to them, and understanding that we're in that season. Now, while it's a season of being challenged, a season of testing, a season of grief, a season of needing to know direction from God, we also believe that this has to be a season by which we have to direct and believe that God has not stopped working miracles in our lives. Just for us to be on this call tonight is absolutely an opportunity for us to be able to say that God is working miracles. And because he is working miracles, and because he's doing new things, and because he's doing great things, I'm definitely excited about this opportunity to be able to let you know that God is and it's in total control. Now, I'm going to talk with you tonight about something briefly, and I want to share something with you, believing that it's going to be an opportunity for you to be able to know that there's a plan that God has for your life. And one of the things we need to do is be able to make sure that we are in the place, we're in the position that we need God to be able to release, so we'll be lined up with his profound timing and his profound order. So with that being said, Father, we thank you for this opportunity. Let this word, these next few moments, be life-changing, encouraging, and give us direction. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to go to the book of Psalm 37. I'm going to start out with there, and I'm going to read just a few words, verses from verse 1 to verse 5. It says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, and so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." I also want to read for you Joshua 1 and 7 and verse 8. Joshua, the first chapter, verse 7 and verse 8. "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written thereof. For then thou shalt have good success." I want to talk just for a few moments tonight about positioned for success, positioned for success. When I'm thinking about this, positioned for success, I want you to think about your life right now and parts of your life and ask yourself the question, what's my position right now? Am I positioned for success? And I'm not trying to be spiritually deep, but I just want you to ask yourself the question, and maybe you can even ask yourself another question, do I really like my position in life? Or do I perhaps wish that I was further along, or maybe because of some events that have happened or taken place in our life, do we still feel as if though we have the opportunity of success? What's my position right now? What do I, not what others, but what do I think about me? I think it's also very good to have self-reevaluation and self-examination to reevaluate yourself and where you are. Is that where you want to be? Or if it's not where you want to be, how can you get there? And what can you do to get in position so you can have the success that you want to have? Many times when we get to certain ages in life, we tend to think that, what's the use? Time has already gone by. But I believe as long as you have breath in your body, I believe as long as you have life, realistically, I believe that God can position you for something to work for your good. Tonight I sense in my spirit, there are many people that are going through the war of the words of the enemy. The war of the words of the enemy that says, you know, you're not going to get there. You should have been there by now. You've lost time. You'll never be able to make it up. What's the use of trying now? It is what it is. And if you start buying into that, then the next thing you're going to buy into is compromise and complacency. In the book of 3 John chapter 1 and verse 2, it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. One of the things that I believe that's crucial to get in position for success is actually to have the right interpretation of success. Many times, people deem success as things. It's nice to have a nice car, a nice house, and, you know, maybe you have some finances or something in the bank or whatever, nice clothes. And all those things that we call success are external, and they actually depreciate. But there's another type of success. And to me, there are four parts to success. Another type of success is I don't really believe that you can be successful without doing things for God. I don't believe that you can have a successful life if you're not concerned about your purpose and destiny, and you're not only making plans for it, but you're actually doing your best to operate in it to the best of your ability. Sometimes people don't have, you know, I have an amazing brother who is next to me. He's the middle, you know, my sister is the oldest, and then I have an elder brother, and then my brother next to me, and then there's me, you know, the last child. You know, my brothers and sisters, I get a lot of flack about being the baby of the family, but it's okay, you know. I told them, don't hate, participate, you know. And so one of the things that I want to understand, I want to talk about my brother for a minute, my brother John McKnight, phenomenal gift to the body of Christ, had an ailment, and still to this day, for many years, he's not been able to physically do a lot of things. In some cases, just stricken to the bed. And but he did not allow that to stop him. Brilliant mind, orchestrator, writer, has done, you know, helps thousands of people orchestrate, administrate, write books, historian, a educational scholar, and he could have took life a different way. He could have said, my God, you know, I'm the bishop's son, my mom's praying, mother praying, father, both my brothers are pastors, and I'm here kind of in this bed. He could have took that route. And but he decided that just because something might have happened adversely in my life, I still can be positioned for success because I'm literally positioned by God. I'm thinking about when the Bible says that Joseph was put in a pit by his brothers, and then he was sold for a slave. Then he ended up in Potiphar's house. We know what happens with the story. False accusation, ends up in prison, and God leaves him there. But the Bible says, and while he was there, the person over the prison gave Joseph rule in the prison, and everything he touched became a success. I think so many times people worry about the position of which they're in more than the opportunity. And that's why growing from this place was developed. You know, I went through some things in my life, and I had to make a decision. I had to literally sit down one day and say, now that God has allowed this to happen, and deal with the cards that I was dealt. And you know what I mean by the cards. I'm not talking about spades. I'm not talking about Taco Whisk or Uno. Dealing with the circumstances of life that I ended up in, I had to make a decision. What am I going to do in this position? When absolutely it seems like nothing great or good can come out of this situation. You have to understand that your position of success, first of all, has to be looked on in a mindset that, number one, God said he won't put on me no more than I'm able to bear. Number two, why am I in this position, and how is God going to get glory out of it? And I was talking about my brother. I just admire him so much just because the average person would probably be in depression and probably be taking pills and doing so many other things, but he decided to make the best of his opportunity, but yet still with believing God that God's going to raise him up. But until then, you know, I just feel like speaking over his life tonight, John McKnight Sr., until then, he's making his life successful by reaching thousands of people in the kingdom, affecting lives, doing what he can do. Because being positioned for success is not always what's wrong with you or what has happened to you. It's who has you. It's literally who you serve that puts you in position for success. So let me look at this word success for a few moments tonight. I won't hold you too long. Success is when something turns out well. It's a favorable termination of a venture, which means you literally deal with something, go through something, take on a task, and it begins to work in your favor. Success also means to the attainment of wealth and favor. It's when you actually get a desired outcome or result. So when you get positioned for success, you first of all, if things have to turn out well, that means in every case, that means perhaps something didn't go right or didn't go well for it to turn out well, meaning something had to turn for it to go well. And many times in life, something has turned that appears to be against us or turned to hurt us, but then God will allow it to turn again. I want, you know, I rarely have you guys, I know you guys on mute tonight with this recording, with this podcast, but one of the things I want you to understand tonight is I just want you to say it right where you are. God, turn it again. God, turn it again. And if you got to turn it again and again and again, God, turn it, because I'm ready to have success in at least four areas of my life. The first area of success that I want in my life is I want to be successful spiritually, which to me is the most important area. Because if you can be successful spiritually, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33, and all these things will be added unto you. So when there is spiritual success, some things have to turn. You have to turn your heart to forgiveness, because there are going to be people that's going to let you down. There's going to be people that hurt you. There's going to be people that disappoint you, but you're going to have to turn your heart to forgiveness. Spiritual success means you're going to have to increase your prayer life, and you're just going to have to increase your study of the Word. I literally, something I did today, I haven't done in so long. I used to do this a while ago when I was in Bible college and seminary. I used to have 3x5 cards, and I would write down the Word of God, even though I read it. And today I was reading a few chapters in the Word of God today, and the Lord just sparked me. He said, get up and get a legal pad. And I literally began to go down chapters today and began to write out life-changing, significant verses and hand write them. Even though I got it in the Bible, I have it on my iPad, I began to physically write out the scripture as if though I have never learned it, never heard it. Because I feel like I got to take it another level to make sure certain things get in me in such a way to where it just can't be snatched out of me. So one of the greatest areas of success, first of all, is spiritual success. Worshiping, making sure, I don't even know how many worship songs I heard today. I don't know how many times I play worship or praise today. At least probably 20 times, at least 20 songs today, maybe. Repeating them, sometimes repeating the worship. I had my own little praise session by myself, fast a little bit, by myself. Because I made up in my mind that I got to feed myself spiritually when the crowd is not around. Because if I want success, sometimes the enemy might attack me when the crowd is not around. So I got to be able to have that shield. I got to be able to have that mindset that, you know, hey, devil, if it's just me and you, it's still going to be a battle, because I believe God. I'm spiritually wanting success because I need things to come out right well. Not going to go through this pandemic, not going to go through this COVID-19 where hundreds of thousands of people have lost their lives around the world, over 600,000 people around the world, probably 150,000 right now in the United States of America. I'm not going to go through this and not have success. I'm going to have spiritual success. I'm going to have physical success. Somebody say, what do you mean physical? I'm going to believe God, that God is going to keep us healthy, that God's going to heal our bodies. Even if there are things going on right now, there might be some people on this phone call tonight. You might be having some physical disabilities. You might be having some situations in your life. I want you to come out of acceptance. I want you to come out of that mindset that you got to live with that the rest of your life. I want you to change your language. I know what the doctor said. But what did the master physician say? It's not hype. It's trying to program your mind to have success. I want emotional success. I need stability in my thinking. It should never be so to where the enemy can just come and bring a thought to you and throw your whole day off. It should never be so to where you can have one conversation and now you're mad for 3 or 4 days. You need emotional success. You need to get detoxed from things that make you angry, things that make you frustrated, things that make you distracted, and just get some emotional success. And the only way you can really get emotional success is by Isaiah 26:3. He said, I'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. So I got to have spiritual success. I want physical success. I want emotional success. And then we want financial success so we can be a liaison, a conduit in the kingdom of God, to where we can leave legacy for our families and our children, to where we can empower people, those who are helpless and those who are hopeless. I definitely do not want to leave this earth if my name is not on some type of building to be able to do ministry in the community, whether it's for our children educationally, whether it's a food bank, whether it's a clothing center, whether it's a community, to be able to help, whether it's seniors, a seniors facility, that's something that I desire. Don't want to be, wealthy just for to be wide around, looking like ball of the shot caller and looking controversial and selfish. There's nothing wrong with nice things, but I made my mind that I want to be able to help those that I love and be able to impact the kingdom of God. And, of course, you know we've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in outreach and evangelism and mission outreach, but we want to do more. So tonight, I just want you to begin to open up your mind. I'm going to give you a little homework assignment. I want you to write down the spiritual thing that you want to be successful mostly. I want you to write down the physical things that you want God to do for you, the emotional things, some of the things that needs to be broken. Maybe it was abuse. Maybe it was a divorce. Maybe it was something that happened in your childhood that you never really got over. I need you to become emotionally stable so you can look at your future rather than looking so much at your past. And then financially, ask God to give you a strategy, the resources, and ask you, God, to open up streamlines from the north, south, east, and west. But then it brings me to this, and I might go past 8 o'clock. I'm going to try to let this be done at 8:05. How about that? It brings me to the point to where if things are going to turn out well, if I'm going to get the outcome that I need, then I got to close with Psalm 37. Because this will literally position me for success. Number one, the Word of God says, fret not thyself because of evildoers. You will not have the position of success that you need if you're worrying about whoever's evil around you consistently. Whoever, he said, don't you even worry about the evildoers. He said, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. He said, those people who are purposely trying to bring harm to you, who are literally doing evil, he said, don't fret, don't worry about them. Because you'll get distracted. And potentially you can become vengeful, or bitterness could get in your heart, or anger, and that's going to mess up your success. And here's why he told you not to worry about them. In verse 2, he says, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Because, see, they're going to wither because they are not rooted in God. They're not planted in the things of God. So he said, you don't have to worry about those people. You don't have to give that much time. You know, let me read it from the New International Version. It said, do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious against those who are doing wrong. But like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Then he goes back to say, if you're going to have success, here's what you got to do in verse 3. You got to trust in the Lord, and you got to do good. And so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Look like God is saying to me and saying to you and saying to us, if we trust in the Lord, we just do good and stay in him, he's going to take care of us. He's going to feed us. Then he says, I love verse 4. He said, you got to have the right personality and posture. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and it doesn't say that, and he shall give thee the desires of thy heart. Look like God is saying, if you can get your eyes off of who's doing wrong, get your eyes off who's trying to do you wrong, don't you be envious against them. Guard your heart. I'll deal with it. You got to trust in the Lord. You just do what's right. You stay in the land by which God has set for you, which is a position of trust. And then you got to have a good personality. That's not to say we got to go around and, you know, act like we got to be bubbly 24/7. We're emotional. We're human. There's going to be some days we feel better than others. But I'm talking about when literally you go hours and days and weeks and any little thing can just throw you off. Because, see, that's a sign of lack of faith. When your personality and mood can just switch in and out so quickly and so easily, that's a problem with trusting God. He said, delight thyself also in the Lord. Get happy about the opportunity that you are in God. And understand he'll give you the desires of your heart, which means I don't have to do anybody wrong to get anything from God. I don't have to be jealous of anyone. I don't have to have, a silent hater, you know, haterade, and have the, you know, this jealous spirit against somebody who looks like they're prosperous. We don't have to worry about that because the Lord said to us that if we delight ourselves also in the Lord, he'll give thee the desires of thine heart. You know how powerful that is? So you can have success simply by delight, praising God, positive confessions, making sure your heart is right in what you desire. And one of the desires of your heart should be the will of God for your life. You know in Jeremiah 29:11, he said, I already know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of the peace and not the evil. I already know how it's going to end up. When you call on me, I'll answer thee. So I delight myself in the Lord, regardless of what position I'm in. It's not economically. Okay, your money low. So your personality going to be low? Your money out. So your praise going to be out? Even if you have to file for bankruptcy, don't let your faith be bankrupt. Delight yourself in the Lord. Bible says he'll give you a comeback. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Then he said in verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. You make sure that what you're striving for is just not for this earth. You make sure that what you're looking for is not just a temporal thing. It says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Make it up in your mind. You're going to serve God first above everything else. Get that sealed, get that done, and know that that's what it is. Say, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. And he shall bring it to pass. Like he's saying, if you delight, if you commit, and if you trust. I want you to write those three things down. Delight, commit, and trust. Delight, commit, and trust. Delight in the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. And trust in the Lord. And he's going to bring that thing to pass. Now, if delight, commit, and trust brings it to pass, then let me look at three things that will pull you out of position. If delight puts me in the position, then that means depression will pull me out of, worry will pull me out of position for success. Fear will pull me out of position for success. Bad attitudes, thinking, will pull me out of position for success. Okay, so the opposite of commit is when you're unstable in your thinking, is when you're double-minded. You can't commit to anything, and even what you commit to, you don't finish. How many goals have you set? And no, it wasn't the devil that made you quit. You quit because it didn't happen in the time that you wanted it to happen in. So if you are a non-committal person to the Lord, that means as soon as a little wind comes, as soon as a little trouble comes, you're going to try to find out another way to get it done without God. So you have to commit your way to the Lord. And the opposite of that is not to be able to commit to the ways of the Lord and then trust. The opposite of trust in the Lord is trusting in yourself. To where you literally have to do it. You gotta either some of us have enough nerve to put God on a deadline. God, if it ain't done by Friday, then I guess that's your sign. No, you can't swim with God. You can't play God like that. He's not your sugar daddy. He's not that kind of God. He'll sit back and hold to see what you're gonna do, to see if you're gonna be faithful and committed to Him. And that's why a lot of times our prayers are hindered. Because we already have a silent deadline. We can't go through the process of success because our image is our enemy. I see this all the time. One of the most expensive bills is image, trying to get people to think a certain way about you when they're going to think what they want to think anyway. So if you're going to have success in your life, you can't fret because of the evildoers. Can't give your haters that much attention. Stay focused. Don't get distracted. God's going to soon deal with him. You have to trust in the Lord. You got to do good. Can't be vengeful. Can't be trying to get nobody back. Can't be trying to destroy people. And you just dwell in the land. Stay in faith. Stay in position. Stay in worship. Stay in prayer. Stay in the land by which blessings will come, and that land is in God. Then you got to light yourself, have the right attitude in the Lord. People shouldn't be able to know whether you're rich or broke by your personality. They should be able to be, you know, understand that you're delighting in the Lord. People should want to hear what you have to say or be around you because you bring that positive energy of faith. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Commit that way unto the Lord. Commit to Him. Can't trust this culture. Can't trust this world. I really, in the next 6 months, we don't know what America's going to look like. We don't know what's going to happen in this political agenda. We don't know what the world going to be like in the month of November. We don't know what the world going to sound like. But here's what we got to do. We got to trust in the Lord. Because you know what? What we desire from Him for success, if we trust in Him, He'll bring it to pass. I want you to say this, and what I'm going to pray for you tonight is the spirit of success. I'm going to pray that success will come in your life in four areas, spiritually, physically, emotionally, and financially. And I'm going to believe that God's going to do something in your life. I want you to say this right now. God, I want to be in position for success. God, I want to be in position for success. I receive the spirit of success. And you can't have the spirit of success if you forfeit acknowledging God. In all that ways, acknowledge Him. He'll direct that path. You must have wisdom to get in position to have success. Father, we thank you for this opportunity and this word tonight. We thank you, O God, tonight that if there's anything that has us out of position for being successful, we ask you, O God, right now to give us the wisdom to get in the right position for success. We come against the wrong thinking. We come against negativity. We come against death talk from our mouth. We decree and we declare by the blood of Jesus and by the word of God that anything that's hindering us spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, is causing us not to have success. We bind those things and give us wisdom Give us a strategy, and we want to move and operate in your timing. Give us peace of heart, peace of mind. Whoever needs to be forgiven, God, go ahead on and give them the power to forgive. We decree and we declare right now, God, the wisdom of God will direct our path and give us an anointing with that wisdom. We ask you for unmeasurable favor. Starting tonight, God, something just happened in the realm of the Spirit. I promise you it will reveal itself within 3 days. I'm so sure of this. I am so sure of this. Make that testimony known. God just did something in the realm of the Spirit, and it will reveal itself mightily within 3 days. I'm so sure of this. Today is July 26th. And it is an opportunity for somebody to grab hold of faith. And I decree within 3 days, something miraculous is going to take place. Thank you, Lord. And that person right now that seems overwhelmed, the one that seems to be broken, those that feel helpless, those that feel hopeless, I decree in the name of Jesus that spiritual success, physical success, emotional success, and financial success shall come to pass. We speak to every mountain according to Mark 11. Whatsoever things we desire when we pray, we believe that we shall receive them and we shall have them. We speak to the mountain and say, be thou cast into the sea. We shall not doubt, but we'll believe those things which we say shall come to pass. And we thank you, God, that new doors and new seasons are happening. We decree and we declare that the unthinkable thing, for eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard. We pray, oh God, for, oh God, grieving hearts who've lost loved ones, and those who might be dealing with sickness right now. We speak healing over their body. Dispatch angels, warring angels, messenger angels, angels of victory, oh God. I cancel every spirit of depression and oppression, every demonic voice of suicide. And we decree, we declare that in the name of Jesus, every stronghold is broken, every private demon is destroyed, and we speak victory right now in the name of Jesus. We receive tonight the spirit of success, and it comes from your word and your favor. We thank you, God, that it's already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want you to just begin to decree and declare, I have the spirit of success over my life. God's about to do something amazing. You be blessed. My prayer for you is that you and your family be wise and you be safe and understand this, that at the end of the day, God's in control of every situation. Be blessed and go with the spirit of success. God bless.
Okay, let's try. Let's do it. Come on.